So how'd you feel when you were asked to be a part of this whole thing?
I was super excited as well, and even more excited because I'm starting to get a lot of rock and metal festival offers, which is where my true passion lies.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, and that's the project I'm putting out next year, which is a comedy metal project that I'll be fronting.
There's not a lot of comedians that manage to like kind of tie in, you know, their pop culture loves as ardently as you do. That's always been your intention all along, though. So, I mean, how does it feel that that's all like starting to really come to fruition for you?
Well, I tell you, it's something I've been working on for probably 15 to 20 years. And so I could just tell you, I don't know if it's age or just maturity in general, being in the business, but to finally have all my ducks in order. And, you know, it started with great management, and that was the beginning of it, and then finding a producer and just everyone that gets what I was trying to do. I can't even tell you how relieving that is. I'm just saying, in the past, I've always had comedy managers, and every time I would go, I have this thing, and yeah, I'm doing a band, and it's awesome. It's stand up with rock and metal, and they would just kind of nod their head. Yeah, okay. And then, you know, I'm playing Orion Festival in front of 4,000 or 5,000 Metallica fans 2 days in a row, and Bakken Open Air Metal Fest, and Sonosphere, and I'm crushing it, and they just. They just never really got it. Like, you don't understand. This is where I want to be. And, you know, I still have my stand-up comedy world, but this has to be exposed. And I tried so long, but I realized I really have to go in the music management world. And they got it 100%. Guys from 5B, Artist Management, Corey Brennan, and he just immediately was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. I can't believe you never made a record. I can't believe this is going to be too easy. All right. That's what I want to hear.
So how do you think this stuff is different, though, from your stand-up? For people that have only been exposed to your stand-up, how is this different from it?
Well, it's a hard rock metal edge to it, and not straight stand-up. The one variable that will be the same is, you know, my stand-up's kind of family-friendly, but has an edge, so it's not fruity vanilla ice cream. And I'm going for the same thing in the rock metal world.
So as far as Shiprock goes, you're performing for 2 days, but it's like a 4 or 5 day cruise, and I know, you know, you love your music. I saw your 50-second, you know, little intro on Vimeo. You were bugging out about all the bands that were going to be at Shiprock. So are you going to see some of the bands that are going to be performing there?
Oh, God, yeah. That's all I'm going to do the whole time. I mean, the performance is going to get in my way. I'm dying to see Five Finger Death Punch. Seven Dust I've seen before years ago, and I'm really excited that they're on there and I get to reconnect with them. Papa Roach I've never seen live. I'm dying to see them. But yeah, I plan on watching half the time. That's a cool thing. What I bring to it also is I'm not competing with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my own entity. Even with the festivals I get, I'm like, I'm not competing against rock and metal bands. I can't, and I'm not. And I'm not competing against comics. It really stands in its own place. That's what I'm really excited about.
Okay. It's an important question. Is your family coming with you on the cruise?
No. No way. Well, my oldest daughter wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest daughter, she kind of likes Five Finger Death Punch, and like she wants to go on it. I'm like, no, you're not going. This is daddy's time.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, how do you kind of maintain, you know, your loves, your coolness after you have kids? Because I'm sure, I mean, you're lucky your daughter likes Five Finger Death Punch, but I mean, a lot of guys, they grow up listening to Metallica, and then their kids are into, like, One Direction or something like that. So, I mean, how do you maintain your cool after you have kids?
Well, you do your best, and as you can see, when the record comes out, and probably a lot of the newer stuff will be on Shipwreck, and won't be exposed. It'll only be exposed on Shipwreck while it's being recorded. They go in the studio in January to record. As you can tell, or what the sound's going to be, is basically all my frustration of what I had to deal with the last 8 years, listening to all other music but my own. That's basically the theme of the whole album. It is a father, an ex-metalhead, I shouldn't say ex, because it's still a metalhead that's now a father stuck in a conservative situation that's now coming out of the closet. He's had enough. He's coming out of the metal closet. That's it. No more. I'm not sitting there listening. I get it now, and I'm like, no. You know, I turn on Hit One and Disney and Z One Pathetic. We listen to daddy music when you're in my car. That's it. It's over.
Did you ever have to kind of like fight yourself, like you're not with the kids, they leave, and then you hear yourself like humming like Selena Gomez or something? Did anything happen like that to you?
No.
no Selena Gomez or like Britney Spears or anything like that?
No. I still, to this day, at like 16, 17 year old kid in my bedroom with my door shut with the headphones on. The minute my family exits the house, some people plan on doing all these other things. I plan on grabbing a favorite DVD concert and CDs, and I blast it to high heaven the minute they're out the door. And I give myself a concert in my own living room, probably once a week. Matter of fact, I just sold out the Hard Rock, and I was Judas Priest about 3 hours ago.
Nice.
I was Priest on their last tour.
Oh, man. I know you have these roots in, you know, 80s, 70s, 80s, and even early 90s metal and stuff, but are there any new metal bands that have kind of caught your fancy?
I really like Avenged Sevenfold. I like them a lot.
They have a great drummer. Oh, drummer's awesome in that band.
There's sporadic songs by Pop Evil and Five Finger Death Punch. What's that chick's name? Hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
She might be a heart with an attitude, but
nice.
I think Avenged Sevenfold is starting to be the most consistent. I'm like, oh, wow, that's another one I really like. Oh, wow, that's another one I really like.
So you've dabbled in books and TV and movies, and now you have this concert. Is there anything else that, like, you're really looking forward to doing? Like, anything else that's different from what you normally do?
No, right now, this is it. I'm chomping at the bit. I can't wait to go full throttle into this scene. I dabbed in it the last 2-3 years, and to crush in front of a metal audience and not even have a song that you recorded under your belt, and they're right along with you, I can only imagine what it's going to be like when they know every single thing I'm going to say and every hook and every crunch of the guitar. I can't wait.
If somebody would have came to you, like, you know, in 1998 or 1996, you know, when you were just really, like, getting comfortable on SNL and told you that you would be doing this 20 years later, a father and all that,
yeah.
Would you believe them?
No, no way. Because this is something I visualized in high school. In high school, I used to draw my own stage where I would open up for myself as the band, and people didn't know it was me in the band. So it was, I wanted to be the first mega concert series where it was like this rock star comic that would sell out opening for this huge band, and I would draw like all these sets and all that. And I really think it's going to happen in the next 2 years.
In terms of your legacy, is this like kind of something that you want to stand out more than the other things that you've done?
Not that I want it to stand out, but it's the most passionate thing I'm into. I tell you, people will ask me and they'll go, with the highlight of your career when Pesci and De Niro came on to visit you at SNL or being in the movie Half Baked or blah, blah, blah. And I got to be dead honest with you. Unless they're in the rock world, I go, they look at me corny, but I say, no, singing The Devil's Child with Rob Halford was the highlight of my life. Being on Metallica's Orion Fest and hosting their 30-year anniversary for a week, that was a highlight. Those two moments stick out for me. Playing Bakken Open Air Festival, those are moments that stick out way beyond Pesci, De Niro, Saturday Live, Half Baked. For me personally, that gets the little kid out of me. Like, oh my god, I did that.
Do you have any advice for a young comic that's looking to kind of make it and doesn't know what to do? Like, what should their mindset be if they're just starting out performing in front of crowds?
You know, be as original as possible and perform for your audience, not for the comics in the back of the room, not for anyone else, but for your audience that you're developing.
Is there anything else that you want to say about Shiprocked or anything else that you're working on?
No, just my video dropped today on Billboard, and should be all over YouTube by the weekend. And no, I just can't wait to get on there and wreck that place.